The Infrared-Radio Relation in the Local Universe, by K. Tissanich et al. The Square Kilometer Array (SKAR) is expected to detect high redshift galaxies with star formation rates (SFRs) up to 2 orders of magnitude lower than Herschel surveys and will thus boost the ability of radio astronomy to study extragalactic sources. The tight infrared-radio correlation offers the possibility of using radio emission as a dust-unobscured star formation diagnostic. However, the physics governing the link between radio emission and star formation is poorly understood, and recent studies have pointed to differences in the exact calibration required to use radio as a star formation tracer. We aim to improve the calibration of the local radioluminosity star formation rate relation and to test whether there are non-linearities in it. We use a sample of Herschel Astrophysical Terahertz Large Area Survey (HATLAS) sources and investigate their radio luminosity derived using NVSS and FIRST maps. We employ stacking on bins of infrared luminosity and SFR, accounting for bins with no detections in the stacked images using survival analysis fitting, an approach tested using Monte Carlo simulations. After having removed from the sample sources with excess radio emission indicative of nuclear radio activity, we didn't find deviations from linearity of the mean relations between radio luminosity and either SFR or infrared luminosity. We have analyzed the link between radio emission and star formation rate or IR luminosity using a local sample of star-forming galaxies without evidence of nuclear radio activity and found no deviations from linearity, although our data are also consistent with the small non-linearity reported by some recent analyses. The normalizations of these relations are intermediate between those reported by earlier works. This was the Infrared Radio Relation in the Local Universe, by K. Tissanich et al.